Hello, Collective Table Podcast. Our scripture today is 2 Peter 3, 9. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promises, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but for everyone to come to repentance. Well, as I've said over and over, Advent is a season of waiting. We're not just waiting for Christmas morning, but we're waiting for the fulfillment of God's promises in our lives and for the healing of the world. This verse reminds us that God's love operates on a timeline far bigger than our own, inviting us to trust that there is a purpose, even in waiting. In our fast-paced world, waiting feels like an inconvenience. I, for one, can't stand waiting in line. And now we can just order it and have whatever item we need on our porch the next day. We want results. We want clarity. We want progress, often forgetting that God's perspective on time is far more expansive than our own. Today, I think we should listen to Advent inviting us to zoom out, to see our lives not just as series of immediate moments, but as part of God's unfolding story of love and redemption. In my 20s, I heard an amazing pastor who was also an English teacher, and she reminded the congregation that we are not always the main characters in every story. What a great lesson for me in my 20s. I often will say under my breath, remember, Janelle, you're not the main character in this story. This season of waiting calls us to shift our focus from individual gratification to collective liberation. God's love is not only about personal fulfillment, but about the healing of the world. Waiting with love means trusting that God is at work in ways we cannot see, aligning our hearts with the broader arc of justice, reconciliation, and peace. Advent is a sacred season of waiting. It mirrors the anticipation of a world waiting for the Christ child and reminds us that love came to us not on our timeline, but in God's perfect time. When we pause in this season to reflect, we begin to see that waiting is not an inconvenient delay. It is part of God's transformative process. For your practice today, ask yourself how you can embrace waiting as a sacred act. Is there a step of trust or hope that you need to take today? Is there something more that you need to do while you're waiting for an answer? Take a moment to sit in peace, to ask God for patience in the waiting. So we're going to say a prayer, but I have just a quick backstory. When I was a little girl, I would take the hymns I was learning in church and make up my own words to them when I was alone in my backyard. I have one song that I have sang from the age of about 10, and I've never forgotten it, and I often still sing it. I don't know which words were part of the hymn from church and which words became my own, but as I wrote this devotion today, I couldn't help but have these words that I would sing go back and forth in my mind. So today, I invite this to be our prayer. So here's my little song. I'm going to read it to protect your ears. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds. Lord, you are more awesome than gold. Lord, you are more precious than silver, and I desire to wait upon you, Lord. I'll wait on you, for you are forever. I'll wait on you until the sun shines no more. I'll wait on you, for you are my Savior, and I desire to wait upon you, Lord. Amen.